All right, wrestling fans, we are 1 week away from Hard Day's Night. We are here tonight in the United Center in Chicago. 7 big matches on the card. Main event being the number one contender for the American heavyweight title being determined as Akbar places me in the match against the other booker, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. That is going to be an interesting match for sure. But we have 6 other matches before that. But before we even get started, Elliot Russell is seen leaving the locker room of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Steve Southern catches up to him and asks what's going on. Elliot gets annoyed with Southern. He tells Southern to stay out of his business. They aren't friends. They are only tag team partners because Akbar made them a tag team. Elliot starts to walk away, but Southern grabs his arm. Elliot turns around violently and takes Southern down with a short lariat. Elliot grabs Southern by the hair and slams him into the closest door. As Southern is lying on the floor, Elliot walks away without another word. Well, there goes the free agent tag team that we started off this season with. What is going on with Elliot Russell? We'll have to find out. But first, we have Robert Fuller facing off against the Vampire Warrior. And Fuller and Vampire have a good match to start off the program. Vampire finds himself in prime position when he blocks a superplex attempt. As Fuller gets back to his feet, Vampire comes off with a flying neckbreaker for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 8 seconds. Now we have a quick turnaround here from what had happened backstage, because we get word that the next match is Southern Psycho Elliot Russell, not facing Kendall Windham, facing Steve Southern. Elliot comes out to the ring with Missy. Southern comes out to the ring with Akbar. I guess he's trying to find some place to fit in. Elliot makes quick work of Southern, getting the pin with a powerbomb in a time of 1 minute, 54 seconds. Akbar climbs into the ring and starts to berate Southern, but says that he will have to find an opponent more Southern speed. I'm not exactly sure what he means by that, unless he's planning on bringing back like Dexter Poindexter or Mike Jackson or something. But who knows, he might. All right, but we thought was going to be in there. Now, Kendall Windham, he and Iron Mike Sharp are facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. And Kendall and Sharp have a great match against the RPMs. The RPMs are showing that they could be a force for the Illinois Tag Team titles. But Sharp gets the pin on Lane after hitting him with a loaded arm brace in a time of 5 minutes, 46 seconds. Your winners are Kendall Windham and Iron Mike Sharp. Next match has Eric Watts facing off against Jimmy Golden. And Eric and Golden have a wonderful match. These two guys make a great statement for themselves in challenging for Bunkhouse Buck's Illinois heavyweight title in the near future. Golden sets up for a brainbuster, but he plays to the crowd too much. Watts takes him down with a small package for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 7 seconds. Next match, another one that seems to just be an Akbar special because it shows up every once in a while. Rick Steiner facing off against Terry Taylor. Steiner and Taylor have another stellar match against each other. Nothing against these guys and their abilities in the ring against each other, but it's just kind of getting old. But this time, Taylor collects the win by making Steiner submit to the cock of the walk sharpshooter in a time of 22 minutes, 14 seconds. Now we have Idol getting his revenge and his punishment from Akbar, as he is now signed to face former world heavyweight champion Tully Blanchard. And Tully and Idol have a terrific match that keeps the fans on their feet the entire match. It is one of those great matches where it is completely scientific, but it tells a great story for the fans. Idol goes for the Las Vegas leg lock, but Tully pushes him off into the ropes. Idol tumbles over the top rope and gets his neck caught between the top and middle ropes. Tully and Jerry Calhoun release Idol from the ropes. Tully drags Idol back into the ring for the slingshot suplex for the pin in a time of 19 minutes, 32 seconds. Now we go to the American Tag Team titles on the line. Too Cold Scorpio and Wild Card defending the titles against Superstar Bill Dundee and Macho Man Randy Savage. So Dundee and Savage have another shot at the American Tag titles. Scorpio and Wild Card are looking forward to next week and their defense against the former Illinois Tag Team Champions, Bad Company. They don't overlook their competition tonight, though. Not like Dundee and Savage will let them. The match is fairly even until Bad Company comes down to the ring. They don't interfere in the match, but they make sure that the champions know that they are there. However, it seems that Dundee has more of an issue with Bad Company being at ringside than the champions. He comes off the ring apron to argue with Bad Company, leaving Savage to be double-teamed by the champions. Wildcard makes Savage submit to a sleeper while Dundee is still out dealing with Bad Company. Tanaka tries to tell Dundee to keep his eyes on the match. When the bell rings, Dundee turns around to see Scorpio and Wildcard's hands being raised. Dundee slides into the ring, but the match is over. Scorpio and Wildcard have another successful defense of their titles under their belts. They climb out of the ring and stand toe-to-toe with their challengers next week. All four referees come between the two tag teams. The crowd is electric as they can't wait to watch these two teams go at it next week. Anderson and Calhoun escort Bad Company back to the dressing room area before Patrick and Manning let the champions go back to their dressing room. In the ring, Savage finally wakes up. Dundee starts screaming in his face as Savage gets back to his feet. Dundee pokes Savage in the chest a few times before nailing him with a stiff right hand. Savage staggers backwards, but he takes control of things as Dundee runs at him. Savage whips Dundee across the ring and nails him with a big knee lift to the face. Savage grabs Dundee by the hair and sets him up for a pile driver. The fans are going nuts. Halfway up the aisle, Scorpio and Wildcard turn around to see what's going on. Savage spikes Dundee in the middle of the ring with the pile driver before climbing the turnbuckle and coming off with the flying elbow drop on his tag team partner. I guess this might be the end of their tag team now. Tag teams breaking up all over the place. What is this going to mean since they were one of my top teams for the Dirty Dozen? I don't know. It may mean nothing after next week. And then again, it may mean nothing after this next match. Number one contender for the American Heavyweight title. Winner of this match faces Gold Dust for the title next week. It is me against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. In my final trial, Akbar decides to put everything on the line. He pits me against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, my fellow booker, and also former world and American heavyweight champion. The winner faces Gold Dust, and if I win both matches, I receive complete control over the PWA again. When I come out to the ring, I began to go on a tirade against Akbar. It's cut short by Eddie and Missy coming down to the ring. I expect Eddie to want to get to the match at hand, but he has other things in mind. He takes the microphone from me and says that he wants his say in the American Heavyweight title match next week. Eddie says that regardless of who wins tonight's match, everything is on the line next week. Eddie declares the match a loser leaves PWA match, which I kind of spoiled earlier. Not only the losing wrestler, but his entire stable. After next week, either Devastation Incorporated or the Dirty Dozen will be gone from the PWA. I gladly accept the stipulation. Akbar comes out to the entrance ramp and says that while he enjoys the camaraderie between myself and Eddie, he is in complete creative control of the PWA. He will not let that match stand. Eddie and I both taunt him for not having faith in Gold Dust to retain the title. With the crowd chanting chicken, Akbar finally agrees to the stipulation. Next week's main event at Hard Day's Night is truly going to be a Hard Day's Night for everyone involved, as well as the rest of the PWA roster. Now, Eddie and I have a great match. It is fairly even between us. About 40 minutes into the match, I am almost completely gassed. It is the longest I've been in a match in my entire PWA career. I'm not even sure if I've had 40 minutes of matches total. But Eddie has me set up for a pile driver, but Alexander climbs onto the ring apron. Eddie tells her to get down. Missy climbs into the ring behind Nick Patrick's back as he and Eddie are trying to get Alexander back on the floor. Missy swings her loaded purse at me, but I duck and grab her in a back suplex. Missy rolls out of the ring. Eddie turns around and rushes me, but I take him down with a drop toehold into the ropes. I slingshot myself over the top rope and snap his neck across the middle rope by his hair. I roll back into the ring and set him up for the Branch Davidian, my double underhook backbreaker. He counters it with a backdrop, but I counter that with a sunset flip. Nick Patrick makes a quick three count and calls for the bell. Patrick and I both slide out of the ring as Eddie angrily gets back to his feet. Nick Patrick raises my hand as the new number one contender for the American heavyweight title. My celebration does not last long as Goldust rushes down to the ring and nails me from behind with the title belt. Goldust rolls me into the ring and looks at Eddie. Eddie throws his hands up and leaves the ring as Goldust slides in. Goldust sets me up in the turnbuckle and nails the Shattered Dreams. He grabs the microphone and tells me that I better make sure everything is picture perfect for next week, or I could kiss the PWA goodbye. Alright, so in a time of 47 minutes and 21 seconds, I am the new number one contender for the American heavyweight title. And this is not the way I wanted to do this. This is definitely Akbar doing this. I wanted me and Akbar in the ring, everything on the table. But Akbar is not willing to get in the ring with me again. So next week is Hard Day's Night. Capping it all off, everything on the line. Loser leaves PWA. Manager getting banned from the PWA. The roster being suspended for a year. Or the stable being suspended for a year. This is going to have really dire circumstances. And I wonder if the three of us on the booking committee have backed ourselves into a corner here. But you're going to have to come back next week to find out. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite here, thanking you for being here today, listening to this podcast, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week for Hard Day's Night.